I'm with Jim O'Neill from Goldman Sachs. Jim, we're ahead of the UK budget. There's plenty of calls. Even Vince Cable now is talking about potential plan B. Does the UK need to do something different as we seem to be ranking up even more easing from the Bank of England?
You know, it's striking as we creep through time how the UK continues to struggle relative to others. If you look at the contrast in the latest PMI and ISM numbers between the US and the UK, it's really striking. So what you can't help come to the conclusion that it must be something to do with either fiscal policy or the never-ending bank delivering thing. So, and when you stand back from it, when you think the prime policy of the government for 3 years has been let's cut the deficit and let's get the banks to get a better balance sheet, you know, either are fine, but to do both persistently at the same time, in some ways it's not surprising the economy struggles. So I would have thought as we move into the latter half of the coalition, the pressure politically to do more, never mind the rationality of the economics, is going to grow. So I don't know whether he calls it plan B or whatever, but it seems pretty obvious to me they're going to shift.
Okay, Jim, thank you.
My pleasure.